Welcome to Shom Achshav and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Hassan, B'yakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding the Bo'abas of Kuf Samech Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that a woman who sent someone to buy for her field, and he bought a field, but he did not buy a field with a chrayas, he did not buy a field with a guarantee of the seller. So then the Isha tells this person, Letikuni shadatich v'loy le'ivusi. If you are my shliach, a shliach needs to do a perfect job. If you're doing an imperfect job, that's not the purpose of the shlichus. I did not appoint you as a shliach in order to come and do something wrong. In the Sefer Arvei Nachal, in Parsha Shoftim, he takes this concept to explain the following medrash. Medrash Tanchum, the famous Medrash Tanchum in Parsha Kisiso, says that Chanois Asher Ochon V'Richamte Es Asher Arachem, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Gimel Midah Shirachmim, and he showed him that sometimes people get even though they don't deserve. Says the Medrash, Bo'is Hashem, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the oitzus, the treasures of Matan Schor Shel Tzadikim. And each one gets based on his ma'asim. He said, he saw a big treasure over here. He says, who is this for? He says, that's for Baal HaTorah, the one who learned Torah. Saw another big treasure. He says, who is that for? He says, someone's Mechabed learned the Torah. And then so on and so forth. Until he shows him a very large oitzur, the largest of all. He says, who is this for? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishi Yeshloi, whoever has what to get, so then I'm going to give him from his oitzer that he deserves. But Mishi Eloi, someone who does not have, he's a Nebuch, doesn't have what to get from. So Chinam Ani Yosef and Oislam is it. That's the free treasure that goes to anybody who doesn't deserve on his own. That's a Chanois the Sheachoin, very Chanti is the Sheachachin. So the Arvei Nachal asks, what does it mean? Because Bohu gives a free gift. The whole purpose of the world is to get it on your own. What does it mean that you have your treasure, which is the free gift, the ones who don't deserve on their own? And he says it's even hard to understand, because stands here, the ones who doesn't deserve, he gets more than the one who worked and deserves the oitzer. How do you understand this medrash? So he explains it based on the Chovas HaLevavos Sha'akneir Perek Zayin. Chovas HaLevavos there says, that if someone says a Lashon Hara on somebody else, there's nothing wrong about somebody else. So then, all the mitzvahs of the person who's talking about his friend, all the mitzvahs go to his friend. And vice versa, all the avarice that the person that was spoken of, the avarice that he have, go to the person who was speaking bad about him. And the Chovas HaLevavos, it goes, somebody's going to go to Shemaim, and they're going to give him a huge reward. And he's going to say, what is this? I never did these mitzvahs. Say, you didn't do these mitzvahs. But someone spoke bad about you, he did these mitzvahs, so you deserve it. Chovas HaLevavos says, there was a big tzaddik, a big chassid, when he heard that someone spoke bad about him, he used to send him a big gift and say, thank you so much. Now you gave me such a huge reward, all the mitzvahs that you did. So says the Arvei Nachal, when a person does his own mitzvah, sometimes the mitzvah is not 100% pure. Sometimes he has other machshavas, maybe he's not doing lishma. The mitzvah is not perfect. But when a person is getting a mitzvah from somebody else, so it's begedah of shlichus. That guy is the shliach, the one receiving the mitzvah. For a shliach, we have the rule that we have in our Gemara. Letikuni shadatich v'lo leivusi. Shlichus is only chal if it's done by perfection. It's done with no problems. If there's any issues, I did not say to be a shliach who's doing issues. So the mitzvah who's coming to the person who's zoich in the mitzvah of his friend is a pure mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has no issues in it. Only the purest come to the mishaleach. All the wrongdoing stays by the one who did the mitzvah. So he says that the pshat in the medrash. The medrash says like this: every person who does a mitzvah, so he has an oitzer. It's not such a great oitzer because every time a person does a mitzvah, it's not done with perfection. But mishe'einloi, meaning someone didn't get it from his own, he got it because his friend spoke bad about him. So he gets a mitzvah that doesn't belong to him. That mitzvah is perfect. That oitzer is much greater and bigger because it has no minias, has nothing that's making the mitzvah impure. Beautiful mahalach of the Arvei Nachal. Anyone want to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.